Hey, this is Richard. Welcome to Bonersode 67 for October 15th, 2020. I'm your host, Richard. That groundbreaking intro music you just heard was Sing Richard for the Space Children, composed by none other than Henrik, who invented a cutting-edge piece of musical technology called the Richardotron. We made a deal that he would provide a constant supply of new music for the show, and in exchange, I will play music by no one but him for now on. I think it's a fair deal, so I will totally stick to it for an indefinite amount of time. So thank you, Henrik, for somehow surviving the pandemic and making the first of many new musical masterpieces for APCS. Also, thanks to Tleilaxu Face Dancer for producing today's show. But enough about that weirdo, let's get to the pranks. Today I've got two lists. Both of them, HOA directories, my favorite. First was handed to me in a shadowy alley by a cloaked figure I know only as the Cactus. The other is from Olga. She sent it to me over Discord, even though I keep telling her I prefer getting them via email. God, Olga. Women, they never listen unless it's something about recipes or cleaning supplies. Anyway, let's get started.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Freda?
Yes.
Hey, Freda. It's Cody with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know we're going to be sending a moving crew over to your house tomorrow. They should be
what
there.
What are you talking about?
Well, we partnered with the local moving crew. They're just kind of.
I have nothing to move.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we know you're not moving. Let me explain. We partnered with the moving crew because they're. You know, they're kind of out of practice, you know, with the whole pandemic and everything, so...
You know, forget it. Forget it. Don't count me in.
No, they're going to be there tomorrow at about noon.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're not.
We already signed a contract with them.
They are not.
Freda, you haven't even let me explain. You're just yelling at me.
Goodbye.
Freda.
Goodbye.
Quit being like that. Quit being like that.
Who are you? I don't even know you. Don't you dare call me Freda. I don't even know you.
Well, this isn't Freda?
No.
This isn't Freda.
I don't know who you're calling.
You're not over there on Fairway?
I'm not giving you any information. I don't even know who you are. Who are you?
This is Cody with the HOA. I already told you that at the beginning of the call.
No, I never heard of Cody in my entire life. Goodbye.
Okay, well, I'm with the Homeowners Association. Hello, Fran?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi, Fran. It's Sleeve with the County of...
Hello.
Can you hear me okay? It sounds like we have a bad connection.
I can hear you now. It's not you. It's my cell reception here.
Oh, yeah. That's actually kind of what I'm calling about. And I just
hello.
And I just needed to let you know that on Monday, we're going to be sending a crew out. They're just going to be doing some work in your neighborhood.
Okay, so is that going to affect what, electricity or what?
Oh no, it's not going to cause any kind of disruption to your utilities or anything. It's just we've had some complaints lately from the surrounding communities about some kind of mysterious odor emanating off the lakes.
Really?
Yeah, and it's actually not the first time.
I haven't noticed anything, but that's okay.
Yeah, maybe you're just kind of used to it since you're a resident there and everything. But so basically what we've decided is we're going to be sending that crew out and they're just going to go ahead and just fill the lakes in.
They're going to do what?
They're going to be draining the lakes. They're going to start dumping these little orb things that absorb all the water. And once that's completed, it shouldn't take more than a week. Once they have that all just drained out, they're just going to pour in some concrete and just pave over them.
What?
Yeah, they're you know, that way the odor will be sealed in, you know, we won't have these complaints.
They're paving over our legs?
Yeah, well, first we have to drain it. We're going to be dumping the Orbeez in. There's going to be, you know, several thousand of those because, you know, it's going to be a lot of water to absorb. And then once that's done, sorry, go ahead.
This is very strange that I'm getting a call from the state at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night. What is your name, sir?
My name's Sleeve, and I'm actually with the county, not the state.
Oh, okay. What's your name? Give me your first name and your last name, please.
Sleeve McDykel. I'm over here in the administration office.
Sleeve? I can't spell it, please.
S-L-E-V-E.
Okay, and your last name?
McDykel.
Spell it, M-C or M-A-C?
M-C-D-I-C-H-A-E-L.
H-A-V... And your telephone number, sir?
It should be. They're on your caller ID. I'm at extension 692.
It's not on my caller ID. I don't have caller ID. What is your phone number, please?
02.
02, and your extension?
69.
Mm-hmm. And what time Monday is this supposed to be starting?
They'll be there at about 9 o'clock. They're going to start dumping in several thousand Orbeez. They're these little ball type things that just they absorb the water and they expand and get bigger and bigger. That's the most economical way for us to get the water out of there. And then once that's done, they're gonna just fill it in with concrete and just smooth it over. Ma'am?
And then you're putting more water back in?
No, they're gonna be completely, you know, just sealed off, just paved over.
The whole lakes are going to be paved over?
Why are you yelling at me, ma'am? I'm just trying to let you know about the work.
Well, I'm glad you're letting me know, and I certainly appreciate it, and I'm not yelling at you.
Well, I am
yelling out of shock and amazement at myself.
Well, your phone can't even handle the level of your voice. Your levels are clipping.
I'm terribly sorry. Is there someone in your office that we can...
I'm going to have to turn your fader down. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't have a feeder. I don't know what you mean.
No, just never mind. Go ahead. What were we saying about the office or
something?
I'm sorry?
Is there someone in your office that we can appeal to or have a stay of this activity until we can get things to talk to the county about it? We have had no chance to appeal this. This is just being done based on some information you got from the neighboring places.
Well, no, it's, you know, the plans are already drawn up. We've got the contractors hired. It's all a done deal. And especially not on Saturday, you know, like the county administrator, he's not in today. He'll be in on Monday, but, you know, not until after.
You're talking about Mr. is the person we should talk to.
Yeah. See, here's the thing though. Like, it's not all bad. You mentioned that you're having trouble with your phone reception. Once we have those lakes paved over, we partnered with some of the cell phone companies, and they're going to be erecting some 5G towers just right over the, you know, where the paved lakes are.
No. This is not something you can just do. Call me on a Saturday and tell me that you're paving over Mount.
Oh, I'm sorry. You kind of cut out there. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're cutting in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm cutting in and out. It's my reception.
Yeah, see, we're gonna fix that because the 5G towers are going up, so they're going to boost your signal and...
We want our lakes. We don't want crystal clear.
Your lakes stink, though. You know, they're just stinking up the whole area, and we're just kind of tired of the complaints. Can you get somewhere where you have a better signal? Because I can't even hear you. You're cutting in and out. It's basically ruining the call. Ma'am?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Fran?
Yes?
Hey, it's Sleeve again. Oh, I think we were losing connection earlier.
Yes?
Okay, well, can you hear me okay now? Sounds like the...
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, so anyways, where were we?
We're at me telling you that if anyone tries to come on this property on Monday morning and do anything to our lakes,
they
will be in major trouble.
With who?
And if this is a joke, then you're not very funny.
Why would it be
if
a joke?
If it's not a joke, then the county and the courts will settle it. Okay. But
Well, ma'am, it's already been decided. I don't understand.
Nobody better come on this property Monday morning and do anything.
Well, they
with
are.
Our lakes.
Ma'am, they are.
I don't. They're not.
Yes, they are, ma'am. I don't know what to tell you, but you just, you know, it's just a fact of life.
No, it's not. You stay off of this property. You keep your contractors off of this property. This was not done properly.
Ma'am, you're not thinking this. You're not thinking this through.
Notification from
Fran,
the county.
Fran.
No.
Fran.
No.
Shut up, Fran. Shut up. The man is speaking. You're not thinking this through, okay? It's going to help with your cell phone reception. The odor's going to go away.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Barbara.
Yes?
Hey, it's Cody with the Homeowners Association. Barbara?
Yes. I don't know who you are.
It's Cody. I'm with the... Do I have the right number?
Cody... what is your last name?
Nonomsky.
What is your last name?
Nonomsky. Is this Barbara over there at one?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. For a second there, I thought I had the wrong number. Yeah, I just needed to let you know we're going to be sending a moving crew on over to your house tomorrow afternoon. Hello?
This is I don't know who you are.
I explained already. This is Cody. I'm with...
Hello.
Oh, hi, Michael?
Yes.
Hi, Michael. It's Cody with the HOA.
Yeah.
Hey, I was talking to Barbara a minute ago, but I think we got disconnected or she was confused.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I was just trying to explain. We're going to be sending a moving crew on over to your house tomorrow around noon.
You're saying a moving crew?
Yeah, we partnered with a local moving company. See, they're kind of just a little rusty, you know, with the whole pandemic, like they're not getting a lot of business. So we agreed to let them come over and just kind of pack up all your belongings, you know, just for practice.
Wait.
Hello?
What the hell are you talking about?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Dean?
Yes?
Oh, hi, Dean. It's Sleeve with the County Administration Office.
Okay.
I just needed to let you know about the work that we're going to be doing in your neighborhood on Monday.
What kind of work is it you're referring to?
Well, we've had some complaints about the odor emanating from the lakes in your neighborhood. And so
odors emanating from the lakes?
Yeah, just like some of the surrounding communities, these complaints go back, you know, a couple of years now, and the county, we've just decided to go ahead and just drain those lakes. So that's what I needed to let you know. They're going to be there on Monday to start pumping the water out.
Yeah, well, your name again was?
Sleeve.
I'm sorry, could you spell it, please?
S-L-E-V-E.
F-L-E-E-Z?
Yeah. And then once they're done with the, you know, pumping out the water, they're just going to throw these giant tarps over the lake. Or over the former lakes, I guess you can call them. The big holes in the ground.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a lot of money being spent for questionable purposes because...
We have the budget for it. Basically, we have a surplus, so we just kind of need to use up the budget at this point.
I hope you're right, because I've not noticed any odor in the first place. But,
well, you're probably just used to it, you know? Like, you know how, like, you can't really smell your own poop, you know? But if somebody else walks in the bathroom, they can smell it really bad. It's kind of like that.
let me rephrase. My nose is not that good, but my wife's nose is really good. And she notices stuff like that in a heartbeat.
I bet she hates the smell of your poop.
No, she doesn't. because I use a different bathroom. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the way to save a marriage, you know, separate bathrooms. That's the key.
Yeah, but I have a special diet that reduces most of the odor. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I should try that.
Yeah, it's mostly vegetarian and I have high cholesterol. So
oh, weird, because I'm a vegetarian too, but man, my shits, oh, you wouldn't believe how bad they smell.
But I work on my gut biome too, which most people don't talk about because it's all about poop. But
I need to work on my gut biome, I guess, because man, my poops are just, they just melt the paint right off the walls.
Yeah. Now, some people like that, I've noticed, but it makes a big difference. I eat a lot of fiber as well, which helps. But anyway,
I was in the tub last night with my girlfriend, and I farted a couple times. It was like these toxic depth charges going off, you know?
Yeah. So I'll let Stacy know that you're planning to be there at 9 o'clock on Monday morning.
Yeah. Yep, just let them know the lakes are going to be drained, and they're going to throw giant tarps over them.
This is the strangest thing I've ever heard. I've been involved in property management and such forever, and I've never heard of anything like this.
Yeah.
I think I need to get in touch with Fran, because this doesn't sound like it's an appropriate measure to deal with. Creating bigger problems, I think, than they're being solved. Anyway, Mr. Fleas, I'm sure you're just doing what you've been instructed to do.
Yep, just doing my job.
But, you know, and having a chemistry background, this just makes very little sense to me.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, you're retired, so you're not, up on the latest science.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't take much to keep up with the latest science, but I do a lot of reading. And I'm not familiar with any of this nature, I'd ever heard of it. But
there's only so much you can learn from books.
Well, but you keep learning, and you can learn a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I graduated high school. I'm done.
Yeah. No, I've been to school for many years, including college and master's.
Very nice.
Concentrated language training and multi-languages and traveled over the world.
Okay, never Professor Eyebrow. Anyways, just look out for the cruise on Monday. I gotta get going. I gotta go take a poop.
Yep, okay. Thanks for the call.
All right, have a nice day.
Strangest thing I've ever...
Hello?
Hi, Lou.
Yes?
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Yes?
Hey, I just needed to let you know we're going to be sending a crew over to your house tomorrow.
For what?
Well, we partnered with the local moving company. You know, they're having kind of a hard time lately with the whole pandemic and everything. And so we agreed to let them come pack up your belongings.
Pack our belongings for what?
For practice. They're like a moving crew, you know, like when people move and everything. But not a lot of people are moving these days because, everything's locked down because of the coronavirus.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, so they need some practice. So we agreed to let them just come over, and they're going to pack up all your stuff and load it into a moving truck.
I don't understand what the hell you're doing. We're not moving.
Yeah, I know. It's just for practice. They're gonna pack it all up, you know, in boxes and bubble wrap and all that stuff.
I just got out from an operation on my knee.
Yeah,
and we've got wheelchairs here and all, and
yeah, they're
not
gonna,
really.
They're
it's not really a good time.
They're not gonna pack your wheelchairs. It's just all your furniture and your dishes and your clothes and just everything else. You know, just everything in your house. They're gonna pack it all up in boxes. And then they're going to load it into a moving truck and drive it around the block.
And then what? Bring it back and put it back in the house again?
Yeah, and then they're just going to just come back and...
No. We can't do that now. I just got home yesterday from an operation on my knee.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, but No, I'm not going to allow that.
Well, they'll leave a chair or something for you. Or you just sit in your wheelchair. What's the big deal? It should only take, you know, a few hours.
You got to be shitting me.
No, I'm not.
Don't you understand what I just got done saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Pick somebody else to go and do it. Right now, I wouldn't mind any other time, but I'm just getting over an operation. I'm not going to be going through something like that.
Well, it's not today. It's tomorrow. So you have time.
I know it's not today. It better not be today.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. So you have time to prepare and everything, but yeah, they'll be there tomorrow around noon. And like I said, it'll be just a few hours.
Well, they're not going to get in here. I'm not letting anybody in.
Oh, no. It's not a thing that we're looking for you to agree to. It's kind of mandatory.
Like hell it's mandatory.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's all part of the HOA, you know, regulations and everything. So you don't really have a choice.
You're not going to get in my house.
Well, I'm not coming over.
I know you're not coming over. You too.
Well, no, I don't need to. Just the moving crew.
The moving crew will not get in here.
Yeah, we already gave them...
I'm just getting over an operation, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
don't you understand me?
Yeah, you've said that like four or five times. You know, that doesn't get you out of everything.
Yes.
Lou, you need to stop leaning on your bad knee like it's a crutch. Hello, Lou? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you're not saying anything. Got kind of awkward.
I'm not letting anybody in, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, we already gave him a copy of your key, so you don't
I don't give a shit if you gave him a copy of the key.
So you don't need to get up?
You tell them they come through my goddamn door, there'll be a shotgun in their face.
Oh, you can't just go around shooting people. That's against the law.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Patty?
Yes?
Hey, Patty, it's Lee with the County Administration Office.
Yes?
Hey, I just needed to let you know that on Monday, we're going to be sending a crew out to your neighborhood there, and they're just going to be draining the lakes, the three lakes that you have in the area. And so
I don't understand what you're talking about. I just came from a meeting this morning. What are you talking about?
Well, we had several complaints from the neighboring communities just in the area about, I guess there was a foul odor emanating from the lakes in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't the first time. I guess it's been over the last year or two. And so, yeah, the county, we're just going to send a crew out there, and they're going to be just draining the lakes in your neighborhood.
Well, you'd have to go through someone else. I just live here. I don't have anything to do with that. You need to call somebody in charge of this.
Oh, yeah, we had you just listed as a point of contact.
You'd have to call the president. I can give you her number.
I mean, really, it doesn't...
I mean, I don't know what... I've lived here for 20 years, and I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, it's people just outside your community, I guess.
Well, if these are the new people that are just moving in, they better get used to it, because, you know, there are fish in there, and there are all kinds of things in there.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's causing the odor, but it's not anyone in your neighborhood. It's people, like, in surrounding communities that are saying that there's
a lot of it flows into the other. We have so many lakes around here that you never know which one it is.
Yeah, so that's why we're just going to send a crew out and see what they're going to be doing is they're going to just pump the water out, just drain them completely.
Well, you'd have to go through the people that are in charge here. I just live here.
Oh.
So I can give you the president's number.
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter who we talk to. Do you think...
Oh, it does, because if there's something goes wrong, then I don't want to be involved in it, not at all.
Well, you're not responsible for it or anything. You can just maybe relay the word to your president or community or whatever.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that for you. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Just let them know they're going to be there on Monday. They're going to start around 9 o'clock.
On Monday... Around 9 o'clock, and we're coming on the island. Is that what you're doing? That we call it the island.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just going to start pumping the water out, and then once they're completely drained, they're gonna fill them in with packing peanuts.
And then peanuts.
Yeah, well, you know the little styrofoam packing peanuts.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
They're just going to dump several thousand, you know, however many it takes, just to fill it up to level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that's in place, they'll pour over it with concrete.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That'll take the lake away?
Yeah. Well, there's, three or four of them in your neighborhood. So, yeah, they're just...
Well, I'm on the Salt Lake.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're just going to be just draining all the lakes in the neighborhood, however many there are.
Well, I think we have 2, 3, and then I'm on the main lake, which is Salt Lake. It's only one Salt Lake.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're going to just do all of them, all the bodies of water in your community.
And who's doing this?
Be County. Yeah, just.
Oh, okay. Well, I can give her the president's number, and you can call her directly because I don't want, you know, involved in this, you know, anyway. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you live there, so it, you know, it impacts you too, so.
I know it does. But,
you're all wrapped up in this, you know.
Oh, well, I understand that, but let me give you her number and call her.
Well, just
because we just had a meeting today. So
I just need to let you know that since you're listed as a point of contact, we're putting your name in the records here as far as like the person responsible.
How did you get my number? I mean, how am I involved?
We just had you as the point of contact. I don't really know, you know, why your name was on here instead of the president.
I didn't want my name on there or anything. I don't know what's going on, so I need to know.
It's already in county records, and, you know, basically we have you as signed off on this, so, like, all
signed
the...
Signed off on me? I didn't sign anything.
Well, you know what I mean, just, like, you're the person responsible.
No, I'm not responsible. I don't like what I'm hearing. My husband's an attorney, and I know a little bit more about a lot of things that people don't know.
Oh, well, maybe your husband knows, but you weren't.
I'm not signing my name. My name should not be on there unless it was put through the president and the people here.
I mean, just because your husband's an attorney, which, I mean, come on, he's probably a paralegal at best, doesn't mean that, you know, you really...
No, what I'm saying to you is I don't want to be involved in that. That has to go through the main people here.
Well,
that has to go through my president.
Well, we have you as the main person. So, I mean, I don't know who your figurehead president is, but basically it's all on you at this point.
Well, I'm not responsible for anything, so I'm not going to... I'll give you the number and I'll have...
Well, according to the county...
Who is doing this?
I already told you. The county. And according to the county... According
how
to the county,
we didn't get how come she didn't get the number on it?
I don't know why.
Or our attorney that works for us here.
Well, your attorney doesn't have any say over what the county does.
No, but they should let us know what is going on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we have you listed, not your
yeah,
fake
but
attorney.
I didn't want. Why? How did you get my name?
I don't know. I already told you. I don't know. We just have you on here, and it's already, you know, in the written county records and everything. So.
Well, I will call her and I'll tell her, and then she's going to call you because I want nothing to do with it and I don't want my name on this.
Well, it's already on there. And also, there's just another detail I need to let you know about. Once they have it paved over with the concrete and it's all set and everything, we're just going to be installing a couple of 5G towers just like on each covered lake.
I don't know what you mean by a T-tower. What do you mean?
5G. It's we're in partnership with AT&T. We're just, you know, just helping them expand their network. So they're like cell phone towers.
Well, I don't know. I will call her and I'll give this information to her.
And according to FAA regulations, you know, we've got to install the, you know, the blinking lights and all that stuff just, you know, for safety reasons.
How come we didn't hear about this before? We just had a meeting today.
I'm telling you now. I can't time travel into the past and let you know before the meeting.
No, but we had a meeting and there was nothing brought up about it. Rain, when was this decided?
You know, just late last night. You know, the county.
Well, late last night. That doesn't seem very right to me. There's something wrong with this, and I'm trying to figure it out what it is.
Oh, come on! You sound like one of those conspiracy theorists.
No, I'm not in that. I just live here. I've lived here for 20 years.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, the thing is,
times
I think
changing.
You should. I really just thought you should contact the main people.
Well, you're
just
the main person.
I'm not.
Well, according to the county, you are.
Why would I be on the county's thing? I'm just a mother living here. I'm a widow living here.
A widow? You said your husband was an attorney.
He's dead.
Well, okay, then he has even less say in this.
Well, I don't have a say in it because I'm not involved in it, and I'm going to call there right now.
Oh, you're all wrapped up in this.
And I want to find out.
You're completely responsible for this whole fiasco.
How could that be?
Because your name's in the county records.
Well, how did my name get in there? Who put it in there? I certainly didn't.
I think it was Cody is the one that typed it in.
Cody?
Yeah, Cody, the county records keeper.
Well, I don't know Cody, and I have nothing. I really don't have anything to do with it.
Well, he's never wrong.
He might be wrong, because I'll tell you what.
Basically, it sounds like you're trying to pass the buck. Like, you know, just fess up. We know you're the president. You're the one that runs things around there.
I am not the president. I am not the president. I'm just a housekeeper and a mother.
I
teach here water aerobics during the summer. I live here year-round. I am not the president. I attend meetings, yes, but
yeah,
I'm not the attorney. I'm not the president.
Patty, you just need to stop bullshitting me, all right? I know you're the president.
Listen, I'm going to hang up, and if I don't find it, I'm going to get the police out here.
Well, the police don't have anything to do with this.
My name is on something that I didn't put my name on.
Well, they don't have any jurisdiction over the county records.
How do you get... How did my name get on the county records?
I told you, Cody, you put it on there.
Well, who the hell is Cody? What is his last name?
Nonamsky.
Nonamsky?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think you're a blowhard, to be honest with you, and I'm going to check it out. Okay,
what does that
goodbye.
Mean? Blowhard?
I'm sorry, my name is No...
Okay. What is it?
No, N-O. First name, Patricia. Middle name, Ann. I'm 87 years old.
Okay, yeah, I have that information in front of me. What is that?
Well, then what that have to do with? I had nothing to do with this. And I want to put my name there is wrong.
We have your signature on file.
I don't have it. I didn't sign anything.
It's right here in front of me. It says Patricia No. And the eyes are dotted with hearts.
Give me a break. You need to go check out your brain. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi, Rita.
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know that we're going to be sending a moving crew to your house tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, wait a minute. What is this about?
Let me explain. The HOA, you know, we partnered with a local moving crew. They're kind of, you know, out of practice and everything because, you know, nobody's really moving in the middle of a pandemic these days. So we agreed to let them just come on over to your house and they're just going to pack up all your belongings, you know, your furniture and dishes and, you know, just everything.
Well, I'm not moving.
Yeah, we know. See, what's going to happen is they're just going to pack up everything, you know, bubble wrap it and put it in boxes and load it onto a truck. And then they're just going to kind of drive it to the other side of town and then just bring it on back.
Oh, I think this is a bogus call because I'm not moving.
Well, we know you're not moving, ma'am. It's just for practice. They're going to pack up everything, drive it across town, and then drive it back.
No.
No, I don't understand what you're talking about, so I don't think this is...
What don't you understand? I can try to explain it, but I think it was pretty clear.
This is from what homeowner, what HOA are you talking about?
The
What's the name of the association?
The
No, that's not our association.
Well, this is Rita, right? Do I have the wrong number? You're over there at 55.
You don't have...
Rita, what is confusing about this? I'm being as clear as day.
I don't want my things packed up and moved across town.
Well, they're going to bring it back.
I think this is a bogus call. So
how would it be a bogus call? I'm not asking you for anything. I'm just letting you know what's going on. They're going to be there at about noon. And it shouldn't take more than, you know, 4 or 5 hours to pack it all up, drive it across town, and bring it on back.
No, they're not doing that. So don't bother coming. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. We already gave them a copy of your key and everything. It's a done deal.
No, it's not a done deal. They don't have my key.
Yeah, we gave them a copy of it.
Well, how did you get a copy of my key?
We have a copy of all the residents' keys.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do. I don't understand why this is so confusing. It's really no big deal. The paperwork's already drawn up and everything, so I'm just supposed to let you know. That's all.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. This is a hoax, and I don't appreciate it.
Rita, it's not a hoax. You're being rude.
I'm not moving my stuff out.
Yeah, no, you don't have to do anything.
I know. You're not. No, your company's not moving my stuff out.
Well, it's not my company, dummy. I'm just letting you know we contracted with the moving company.
But you're not part of the Homeowners Association. I do know that because you don't even know the name of the company.
Okay. Yes, I am. I work for Richard.
I don't even know who Richard is.
Richard. You don't know who Richard is? I'm starting to think
not,
that
he's not our, he's not the head of our association.
Yeah, I know that. I didn't ever say he was. I'm just saying, like, well, I work for him. He's on the, you know, he's represented. Like, we're all represented by him on the executive board.
No, you're not. Well, no. No, that's not our company. That's not our company.
Okay, well, look, I don't understand why you're being so paranoid about this. I'm just supposed to let you know. It's just kind of a courtesy call. And basically, basically, you're just being a huge bitch about it. So I'm going to let you go, but they'll be there tomorrow at about noon.
I don't think so.
Well, you'll see.
I have no idea who that was.
Hello, Joyce?
Yes?
Oh, hi, Joyce. It's Sleeve with the County Administrative Office.
Yes?
Hey, I just needed to let you know about the work that we're going to be doing in your neighborhood on Monday.
What kind of work?
Well, about to explain to you. Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling. We're in a car.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you sound angry. Were you in the middle of a fight or something?
Yep.
Oh, what were you fighting about?
None of your business.
Oh, okay. That's kind of rude. Anyways, I just needed to let you know. Yeah, on Monday, the crew's going to be there at about 9 o'clock. And they're going to be setting up some cell phone towers.
Really?
And yeah, I just needed to...
Okay.
Just kind of give you a heads up, because the crew's coming out, and they're going to be erecting some 5G towers. Just a couple of them in your neighborhood.
Do you know where the towers are going to be placed?
Yeah, one of them's going to be going in the center of that big lake you have. They're just going to kind of fill it in.
You're filling in the lake?
Yeah. Yeah, just filling it in with, you know, packing peanuts and other, you know, types of material, and they're going to pave over it.
I don't think it's going to be allowed. Those lakes are man-made lakes.
Yeah, that's why it's easy to drain and seal off. And then the other one is going to be going kind of at the edge of your lawn.
Do you have anything in writing that you can send?
No.
And what is your name again?
Sleeve.
I'm sorry?
Sleeve. McDykel.
Do you understand? I can't understand you. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's racist.
You were all garbled.
Oh, I guess you have crappy cell phone signal. See, that's what we're doing. We're just boosting the signal for all of you, you know, to help you out. So really, you ought to be thanking me. Not getting
well,
your...
We understand that. It's just that she doesn't have any authority, so she doesn't understand why you're calling her.
Who's that in the background talking?
I'm just a friend.
Oh, well, you shut your mouth, because you're not involved in this. Anyway, so
that's
yeah.
That's right. It's very strange that you're calling at 6:36 on a Saturday evening.
Yeah, I work from home now, you know, due to the pandemic, so I can just kind of make my own hours. And Can you do me a favor?
Can you text me this message that you're giving me?
No. Nope, not going to do that.
No?
Nope. I'm just making the one phone call, and then I'm going to go beat off.
Yeah, this is a bullshit call.
Oh, you're a bullshit. Yeah. You're a bullshit call.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Wendy?
Yes?
Hey, Wendy. It's Cody with the HOA.
Yes?
Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know that we're going to be sending a moving crew on over to your house tomorrow.
For what?
Well, we partnered with a local moving company. They're kind of...
I'm not moving.
Yeah.
You have the wrong...
No, yeah.
You have the right house?
We know you're not moving, ma'am. Let me explain.
Yeah.
See, we partner with them because they're kind of, you know, a little rusty out of practice lately with the whole pandemic. So we agreed to let them just come on over and pack up all your stuff, you know, just for practice.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, they're going to be.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they'll be there at about noon, and you know they're highly trained and everything, so they're not going to break anything. It's just they just need practice.
To pack up for what? Would you explain what this is?
Yeah, I'm trying to. You keep cutting me off though. They're going to pack up all your stuff, put it in bubble wrap, and
then steal it. Back up my stuff for what?
No, they're not stealing it, ma'am. They're just practicing. They're going to put it in boxes.
Well, let them practice on somebody else. I'm sorry, but this doesn't make sense.
No, we already...
No, thank you.
We already have a contract drawn up, so it's you know, it's going to be you.
Well, I don't know who gave you the contract. Nobody signed any contract here.
Oh, we did. The HOA. We partnered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Who's the HOA?
The...
No, that's not our HOA.
Do I have the right number? This is Wendy... Right? You're over there at 20 Drive?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, you're the one. You know, like I said, they're, you know, you don't have to worry about anything. They're not going to break anything. It's just you know, they just need the practice.
No, they're not practicing on my house. I'm sorry.
Well, we already have.
Well, I'm sorry if you already have. You're not getting in.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, we already gave them a copy of your key, so I don't really know what to tell you, but they'll.
You have a copy of my keys for what?
We have a copy of everyone's key in the whole community. Just, you know, for things like...
And who are you?
This is Cody. I already explained that at the beginning of the call.
A Cody who?
No Nomske.
And who authorized this?
Well, I work for Richard.
Who's Richard?
You know, he represents us on the executive board. It sounds like you're kind of out of the loop. Like, you don't even know who Richard is?
Oh, now I do, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what don't...
Who's practicing to come pack up my house?
It's Royco Moving. They're out of practice, you know, because nobody's moving in the middle of a pandemic. So they just kind of need...
Oh, plenty of people moved here. We had a lot of people. In fact, we just had three people move in.
Wait a minute. What do you mean practicing?
Oh, okay.
Packing?
What's going on? Is that Eric?
Yes.
Eric, I was talking to Wendy. It's very rude of you to just yank the phone away like that.
You want to do me a favor?
No.
Give me your phone number, because I'm going to call a lawyer. I have no idea why you think you can go into our condo.
Eric.
No, it's here.
Quit yelling.
What do you mean here?
Quit yelling at me.
I don't understand.
Well, isn't that the people in Florida?
Eric, listen to me.
Yes.
You're not part of this conversation.
No,
okay?
But I'm the owner of the property.
Oh, so you're saying Wendy doesn't own the place? You're the man. You're
well, I don't understand who you are.
Well, yeah, because you weren't on the call at the beginning, dummy. Put Wendy back on.
Dummy?
Yeah,
give me your boss's phone number. I want to know it right now. Who the hell are you calling from?
I'm with the...
And who do you report to?
I report to Richard. I already explained that to Wendy, but...
Okay, I will call Richard.
Well, Richard...
Goodbye.
Richard,
we're not speaking to you anymore.
Eric, listen to me. Richard doesn't like you. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Eric?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody again. Hey, listen, let me just try to explain, because I think there's just a big miscommunication here. Ah,
yes.
What was that?
That was two phones being used too close together to each other.
Oh.
I thought you would realize that.
Okay, well, tell Wendy to get back in the kitchen or something then, because, you know, now the men are speaking.
Speak. Tell me what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, let me just start over. So we partnered with Royco Moving. They're a little out of practice. So we're going to have them come over to your house tomorrow, and they're just going to pack up all your stuff safely. They're not going to break anything. And they're going to load it into a truck, drive it across town, and then bring it back.
You got to be kidding. No, you do not have our permission to do that.
It's not
makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
What doesn't make sense? They need the practice.
You're going to move our stuff out of our house and promise to bring it back.
The contract
makes absolutely no sense.
Sir, we have all...
And anybody would give you permission to do that. How many houses are you doing this to?
Just yours. They just need...
Just ours.
They just need...
find somebody else's house to do it to.
No, we already have the contract signed. It's for 26...
No, you don't. This is my house. There's no way you could have a contract signed from my house.
Yeah, we don't need your signature. It's just between us.
You don't need my signature to move my furniture.
No.
What, are you out of your mind?
Well, it's not just your furniture. It's everything. Dishes and knickknacks and clothes.
Come on now. You've got to be kidding. I mean, do you really think that anybody is going to go along with this?
Well, it's a mandatory thing, sir. It's not...
Like, is it mandatory?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. What time are they coming?
At about noon, they'll be there.
About noon. I will call the police and have them here.
Oh, it's not
about noon.
Eric, it's not a police matter. It's all... We have the...
No?
We have the...
You want to steal my stuff, and it's not a police matter.
Eric, they're not...
Are you kidding?
They're not stealing it. They're going to bring it back. We have legal documents.
No, they're not taking it.
Well, yeah, I'm not. They are. It's just
no, they aren't.
It's just for practice. They're going to bring it all back.
I don't care what it's for. It's ridiculous.
Let me finish explaining.
You're interrupting me. I'm watching the Eagles game.
Oh, they suck.
At the last minutes of the game.
Yeah, they suck.
I mean, are you nuts?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Do you think anybody would let you pack their house up, load it on a truck, with the promise of bringing it back?
Eric, I'm not the one packing the stuff and bringing it back.
I know. You're the one that's telling me they're going to do that.
I'm just a cog in the machine.
I'm telling you, they're not.
I'm just...
And remember one other thing.
Eric.
I have weapons.
Oh,
if anybody tries to come in here and take my stuff, they will be met with force.
Well, what kind of weapons?
How's that sound?
What kind of weapons?
What kind of weapons? 12-gauge shotgun.
Okay, well, you can't just shoot people. That's not how the world works.
They can't come into my house and take my furniture away either.
You're not going to steal it, stupid. They're going to bring
it back.
They're
not touching it.
Okay, well, they're going
to,
you know...
Don't you understand about this? No one could give somebody else the permission to take my stuff.
Are you just worried about the pandemic? Like, they're going to have gloves and masks.
I'm not worried about anything. I think you're out of your mind.
Well, I think you're being a big asshole about this. They just need...
Thank you very much, jerk off. Fuck you.
Well, fuck you too. Thanks again to Tleilaxu Face Dancer for helping me load the moving truck, drive it across town, and dump all the boxes in a drained lake. Thanks to the Cactus and Olga for the numbers, and to all of you for supporting the show. And now, to play us out, here is a brand new song by Seven called Sleeve Can't Help It. Take it away, Seven.
Sleeve McDyke.
Can't help it.
Sleeve McDyke.
Can't help it. Can't help it. 69, 69. Yeah. We're trying to get it into the neighborhood so people just practice safe sex more, that's all.
No, no, I'm gay. No.
I'm sexually attracted to your dad's car. Can't help it. Yeah.
You fucking jerked off of my dad's car.
Yeah. Sleeve McDyke. If you run a black light over it, you'd probably see what I'm talking about.
You dirty one.
Sleeve McDyke.
Don't worry about my business, okay, motherfucker? Yeah.
Sleeve McDyke.
Come over here.
I think you're kind of weird.